Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The Attorney General has this evening published his report into the government's controversial strategy on nursing home charges. The report has described the approach, the legal strategy, as sound and accurate and appropriate. The political controversy erupted in the last number of weeks when the Mail on Sunday published details of a plan approved by successive governments to defend cases taken by medical card holders who paid for private nursing home care. To talk us through the detail in the report by Attorney General Rossa Fanning, I'm joined now by Pat Leahy, who's political editor with the Irish Times. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme. This legal strategy, which caused a lot of controversy politically last week and the week before, the Taoiseach defended in the Dáil. He said it was sound policy approach and a legitimate legal strategy. What does the Attorney General's report say about the legal strategy then?
Yeah, good evening, Cormac. Not surprisingly, perhaps, the Attorney General takes much the same view as the Taoiseach, and he provides a fairly robust set of arguments in support of not just the legal strategy that was pursued by the government, but also, and I suppose this is a bit that kind of stood out for me really in the report, he provides a very strong justification for the political principle of the government rather than the courts deciding where resources should be allocated. And in fact, the whole opening passages in the report, the report is 30 pages long, it's just been published in the last while, but the whole opening phase of the report is a justification in sometimes very strong terms that it is the government that has to make decisions about the allocation of resources, and that it does so in circumstances where its resources are necessarily finite.
So am I understanding you correctly here? Because this erupted in the last number of weeks, and so where people said, okay, if it and the contention was by the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, was we don't believe that these charges were illegal in the situation where people went to a private nursing home and paid for those fees. So the contention from the opposition then was, well, why not, if you believe that, go to court, take the case, defend the case in court, and have a judge find that. Is that what he's talking about there?
That's dealt with in part of the report as well. And it is, of course, the obvious question to ask about if you believe that you have a very strong legal case, then why would you settle? And the report goes into some detail about the mechanics of how cases are approached and how they're settled. In some cases, quite dismissive of much of the media coverage of the issue. And at times, you kind of feel that Mr. Fanning was sitting at his desk in the Attorney General's office, surrounded by newspapers, and fulminating about the coverage of it. And some of his some of the report, I encourage people to read. It's very easy to read. You probably find it on the Taoiseach's department website. But he appears to be addressing kind of a dim-witted class of school children on the issue of how legal strategy is formulated and the responsibilities of government. On the question that you raise about that issue of, well, if you have a very strong legal position, why not fight it in court? He talks about the government making decisions, and in all cases, in all litigation, he says government's no different. You will make legal decisions on the basis of risk and on the basis of the management of particular cases. And he points out that there was at one stage it was feared that there was an avalanche of these cases coming to cost the Exchequer up to 7 billion euros. When he says at that point that it was government's duty to contest those cases and it was a sound legal strategy to do so, but mm-hmm. then when only a much smaller number of cases than had been originally feared transpired, it was judged prudent to settle them. He says settling a case, and this is generally the principle, I suppose, settling a case is not an admission that you think you would lose it.
Okay, you have given us a very good overview, I think, Pat, and I think people will be flocking to read that report as much as they can on the website. But Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed. We will, of course, come back to this story and get political reaction to the Attorney General's report just after six.